Good morning. It is good to connect with you on this Wednesday morning for our midweek devotional from Wiley and McClave United Methodist Churches. Today, I invite us to take a moment to pause as we go through our week in this moment, to pause and to reflect on the connection and the love that we have from our God. I'll be reading a scripture out of Psalm 99, but I'll begin here with a prayer from the Book of Common Prayer, and then we'll go from there. So let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that through your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast in the confession of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Then our scripture is from Psalm 99, out of the Old Testament in the book of Psalms. So I invite you to hear these words. The Lord is King, let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion, he is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name, holy is he. Mighty King, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Extol the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was also among those who called on his name. They cried to the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his decrees and the statutes that he gave them. O Lord, our God, you answered them, you are a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Extol the Lord, our God, and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord, our God, is holy. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think of this psalm, a thought comes to my mind, and it is some of the word choices that the psalmist makes here. It's, you know, calls for worship in this psalm, you know, to worship at his footstool is kind of the image it creates here. But he uses a word right before that, extol the Lord our God. That word extol, it's not something I use a whole lot in my everyday. It's a word that to me stands out as truly and fully proclaiming, you know, with a fullness, with a vigor of the greatness of our God. And I believe this idea of extolling, you know, of proclaiming with vigor, I like that imagery, the idea of proclaiming with vigor, it's grounded, you know, in the history. It's grounded in a God, you know, acting with justice, acting with righteousness in the past. Now, it's not a proclamation or a worship that's, you know, totally grounded in the past. It's not relevant for today. In fact, I see this as an invitation to worship now, to extol now in the present. A lot of times when we think about worship, we think only about those moments on Sunday morning or Sunday evening or whenever we gather that truly stand out as a time of worship. But when I think about this idea of extolling, you know, I can see this being a moment that is done throughout our lives, throughout our days, not just on one moment in the week, but throughout. Because when we recall, you know, the justice, the goodness, the righteousness of God, we don't, as Christians, we're not called just to do that in one moment, but continually. So I would invite you, wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, to be in that moment of worship when you're recalling how God has cared for you, how God has been present with you. And I believe it can be a moment of worship wherever we find ourselves, even if it's brief. In that moment there, we can extol and connect with our God and recall how our God has been with us, how our God has journeyed with us, and also looking forward to how our God will be with us, no matter what comes our way and no matter what we encounter, we can recall and remember how our God has been with us in the past, how our God is with us now, and how our God will be with us in the future, whenever and wherever we find ourselves in worship. So let us extol, wherever we are, the goodness and righteousness of God, especially when we take that moment to praise God and to worship our great God and Creator. Amen. Well, at this moment, I'd advise take a moment to pause, to be in a moment of silent prayer, kind of following the pattern we follow in worship on Sunday mornings, where we take a moment to pause, lift up what's in our hearts and our minds, and then we'll pray together and close the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we come to you today as your people. We come to you in a moment, taking a pause in our week to reconnect, to ground ourselves in your great and abundant love for us. Lord, as we take this pause, remind us how you call us to be connected with you, how you call us to worship, and how we can extol, how we can proclaim with vigor the righteousness and the greatness and the grace you have shared with us so freely and abundantly. Lord, ground us in this heart of worship as we go through our days and as we go through our lives, and especially in this moment. Lord, we take this moment to lift up to you all those who are in need of your love and your care. We lift up all those who find themselves struggling with health concerns, work, or relationships, or school. And however we can extend your love and care through our hands or our feet or our voice, Lord, call on us and move us to do so. We also take this moment to give thanks for all the blessings you have shared with us, for the moments of joy that we find in our lives. Lord, we give thanks and we praise you that you are our God and that you have cared for us and that you show us a future filled with hope. Lord, we give thanks that we are a part of your story of hope and life for all people. Lord, be with us as we go forward back into our week, back into our lives. May we be connected to you and may we extol and worship and connect with you each and every day of our lives. Lord, we pray all these things in your Son's holy name, and may we pray as your Son taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, go back into your week knowing that we are called to be connected with our God. Go and extol the righteousness and justice and hope that our God shares with us, so all may know that same grace and love that is given to us each and every day. Go in peace. Amen.